back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
This is quite a day. I'm sorry. My head is spinning. I mean,
why is your head spinning?
It's just been the whole sports weekend and then everything else that's hitting news. There is a lot going on.
We haven't even gotten to the baseball game yet.
Not really. There's an unbelievable statistic I'm going to get to about the home runs that were hit and where those home runs rank in something called Championship Leverage Index. Our guy Jeff Fayer, Jeff Roscoe Villiard. It's really cool.
This list.
It'll just tell you how bananas last night's game was as far as all-time World Series games and what some of those home runs meant. It's wild. Also, take
you want a stat?
Lane.
You want sabermetrics?
And you'll get it.
Yes, you will. Whether you like it or not, Dan Pompey coming up here at the top of the hour. We got an update and then some more football talk right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 6-7 to the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, it's 3 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves roster features a dozen players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Jarrell Freeman's Bears future in serious jeopardy following his second suspension by the NFL for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. The suspension this time is for 10 games, which would run into next season, and Freeman in a statement admitted he's been having memory issues and his career could be over. Meanwhile, Zach Miller remains in a New Orleans hospital recovering from vascular surgery to fix a severed artery in his leg. Now, according to John Fox, Miller is not out of the woods yet, but doctors are hopeful they hopefully saved his leg. And then there's Mitch Trubisky, who looks ahead now with lots of practice time now that the Bears have the bye week.
Just watch the film and get better each day, whether it's doing treatment, getting in the weight room, watching film, and just getting guys healthy. So just continue to stay focused, really take advantage of this week because we're at the halfway point. So, and then just come back even hungrier for next week. So that's what we're going to do. I'm really excited where this football team's headed, even though we came short today, but we're going to keep fighting.
NFL tonight, it's Denver at Kansas City. We'll have the broadcast starting at 6:45. And in baseball, the World Series resumes tomorrow. Astros and Dodgers in Los Angeles. Houston now up 3-2. With 2,600 slot machines, over 50 table games, award-winning dining and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by CBS2. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's football, Mr.
Dan Pompey.
He's probably the most polarizing player that I can ever remember. He sometimes goes from savior to antichrist in the same series.
Covering the NFL for over 30 years.
This offense probably needs to run through Jordan Howard. You find ways to make Tariq Cohen effective and you sprinkle him in here and there.
Writer for Bleacher Report, 670thescore.com and The Athletic.
You look at history, there's not many guys like him who are centerpiece of their offense week in, week out. In our workhorses.
Pro Football Hall of Fame writer.
Not just taking what a source or what a team wants to give you, but digging beyond that.
Dan Pompey with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's time for us to talk to Dan Pompey here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. You can check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. New Blackhawks caps and shirts for 2017-18 campaign are available right now.
Dan Pompey is readable at a number of platforms, including 670thescore.com. He is part of our Bears pregame show. He's on Twitter at Dan Pompey, and he's brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. Dan, hello.
Hello, fellas. How are you this afternoon?
We're okay. Well, just talking about a lot of breaking news today.
Yeah, a lot to get to in both Zach Miller and Jarrell Freeman. Can you remember a play where it combined the aspects of an unwatchably grisly injury with a contested call? You know, for me, my rule is I don't want to watch it again. But this is one of those cases where I had no choice because it was a touchdown that looked like it should have been a touchdown that wasn't a touchdown, and everything was conflated in this one play. I can't remember something like this.
Yeah, I kind of found myself trying to watch the play over and over again without watching Zach Miller's knee, you know, which...
I tried and failed to do that.
Yeah, you discipline your eyes, but right, it keeps going back to that because you can't look away. But yeah, it was a very unusual play given all the things that were going on, it reminded me a little bit, I guess, of the Johnny Knox play when he was hurt years ago, just because of the horrific nature of it, and you know the minute you saw it, you just kind of covered your eyes and grimaced. And from that standpoint, it was like that. It really kind of covered up the fact that it was such a beautiful throw by Trubisky. I mean, he made a lot of bad throws in that game, but that one was outstanding. And that's kind of what he's done so far. It's been his quarterback personality. You know, he's been very inconsistent. He's looked very inexperienced for most of the time that he's out there, and then all of a sudden he'll just hit you with that wild play where you're like, wow, he can do something do.
All right, we're all hoping for the best for him and his procedures that he has going forward, because he joins the show, and even if he hadn't joined the show, he's got a really good reputation around that locker room. But let's talk about the play in this instance. If the injury had not have happened, he probably would not have dropped the ball or put the ball down. But if a defender isn't clawing at the ball and you have control of the ball, how much do you have to do when you go to the ground? Like, it seems like we have to ask this once a year, sometimes in the playoffs, sometimes not. But what else do you have to do to maintain control of a catch and follow through the play?
Well, what they're saying is that the ball moved, at the point of him hitting the ground. And
I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah, I thought it was the fact that he put the ball down because he was grabbing for his leg.
No, I think my understanding is they're saying the ball moved in his hand.
Oh, wow.
So, you could debate that. Did you see it? Did you not see it? I mean, the thing is, I think you've seen so many replay calls err on the side of caution that this one really was different. And I mean, you even had Dean Blandino saying that he thought it was a catch. And, you know, he was the guy who would have been making that call if he stepped down this year. So I thought it was a catch. I was surprised to see it overturned, but I still don't quite understand. I'm sure there's going to be some more discussion of this moving forward.
Now, Jarrell Freeman hinted as in his social media post about the fact that his career might be over. And I wasn't quite sure. Maybe you can help me out. He seemed to connect the ingestion of a banned substance with his attempt to recover from a head injury, where one had something to do with the other, but he said that's no excuse in this case. I don't know what the substance is, but you know, we're talking about the PED rip when really this is more about a very serious head injury that he admits to hiding from people.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's talking about either. I wonder if maybe he smoked marijuana to try to get over a concussion. And was pinched for that. I don't know. I mean, that's just wild speculation on my part. He's going to be in a tough position. You look at coming back now. I think, how old is Jarrell Freeman? Is he 32?
I can look it up. That sounds about right, though.
Yeah, 31 or 32, I think.
And he's coming back off. He's going to come back next year off missing a year. He's going to find that Christian Jones is doing a pretty good job replacing him. They've got Nick Kwiatkowski sitting there, whom they like. And even some of these other guys who filled in there have given them some depth. So obviously Trevathan has stepped up and kind of become a leader on the team. So you wonder if he's got a future in Chicago anyway, maybe someplace else. I don't know. Certainly teams are going to look at him with kind of a different eye now after having made this mistake twice in a calendar year. You know, that's not something that teams have a lot of tolerance for, especially with an aging football player.
Born May 1, 1986. He is 31 years old. All right, what'd you think of Mitch?
I thought pretty rough for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of passes were off. I think you don't know how much of that is him and how much of that is the receivers. It's probably a combination of both. But he did have a couple of the wild plays. You know, he shows you the ability to step up and make a great throw at a clutch time. You know, you love the athleticism, the ability to run, the toughness. He took some big hits. You know, I think he clearly is still an immature football player who is trying to figure things out. It's tough to do with the group of receivers he's got. So he's in a tough situation. I think it's going to be better as the year goes on, but probably you're not going to see him playing like Deshaun Watson for a while, if ever.
That's right now a whole lot better than I thought it was going to be, a whole lot faster.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I think better than anybody thought. But I think, you know, two things to keep in mind. First is that Watson was much more NFL ready than Mitch was, and I think everybody knew that. Everyone acknowledged that. And then, you know, he's playing with two Pro Bowl caliber wide receivers out there, which makes a huge, huge difference. So he's got some advantages right now that Trubisky doesn't have, and I think we have to show some patience with how we judge Trubisky because, you know, what he is now is not going to be what he becomes. So we have to, I think, keep that in mind as we look at him.
I mentioned to Jason earlier, I've been watching Leonard Floyd closely. I find my eyes drawn to him often. I counted 3 times he was blatantly held and couldn't get a flag. And it looks to me with help being moved to his side, guys coming over to be aware of him, guys coming over to chip. One time he just literally jumps over the guy that's trying to block him and makes the center fall into the quarterback. But he is very close, I believe, to being something special because you almost have to hold him to stop him.
Yeah, and I saw some of those plays you were talking about too. Yeah, when he gets off as he can with a great first step and speeds around the corner against, especially when he's playing against an inferior blocker, you know, he's going to be a handful. So I think I'm with you. I'm waiting for one of those games when he has 3 sacks and a forced fumble and a recovery, one of those deals. I think it's coming soon, and I keep waiting for him to kind of become one of the dominant pass rushers in the league.
Always good to talk to you, Dan. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, guys, thank you. My pleasure.
That is Dan Pompey. You hear him as part of the Scores Bears coverage on the pregame show, along with Patrick Manley and Hub Arkish. Of course, the tremendous postgame show involves Olin Krutz and Big Cat Williams with Hub as well. It's heavyweight stuff.
Yeah, you know, against New Orleans, at New Orleans, there were a couple of plays that made by the defense, some mistakes that any other defense makes, and you're talking about a 30 spot put up instead of a 20 spot. They played over their mistakes. They pitched over their errors. When Bryce Callahan doesn't make the tackle, takes an awful angle, not understanding that he's the deepest man out there and the coverage technique that they had. And also on special teams, you can't have special teams errors. You can't, you know, you talk to any special teams coach or anybody who's played special teams.
Done with this kicker.
I'll get to the kicker, but they tell you, you don't want any turnovers. You want to force the turnovers. You don't want any penalties. That's what they want to go into the day with. You don't want to give up any touchdowns in the kicking game, that kind of thing. When you got 2 or 3 guys lined up offsides and Kyle Fuller is the one that's offside the most, that's what happened there. They had 3 guys lined up offside. So you spot them 4 points with that. You take away 4 points on another thing. I mean, there was a lot there that happened that the Bears were just bad enough to lose that game. But even the way New Orleans was calling that game, that game wasn't called by Sean Payton the way that you usually see them in kill mode when they know that they've got a quarterback that they have to go up against. They went up against that Bears team understanding that they were going to get a few 3 and outs, maybe a turnover. They played offensively as if they knew, hey, we can mess around and pitch, you know, a 6-inning, you know, 2-3 run game and not have to go the distance. Well, they understood who they were going against.
It was a more dynamic run game than I thought we'd see from them. Because I mean, they got a couple
but
of
Mark
guys.
Ingram wasn't fumbling.
No, but they got a couple guys who can carry that ball. And they used him. And it was
so I told Adrian Peterson, get the hell up out of there.
A little more conservative than I thought, because yes. I think that he sort of channeled his inner John Fox and figured, we're not going to take more risk than we need to take to put away
against
a team that can't score.
And a team that's going to take the ball away from us, too. Like, the Bears are starting to get that reputation. You got to be careful with that football around these guys. And that's without having household names, that's a great thing.
Amos made a play, man.
Yeah, he did.
That's
he did.
Big time.
Yeah, he did.
I'm coming. I'm going to take this football from you.
Christian Jones doing the pick, keeping up the good play as Nick Kwiatkowski and the other dudes are out. I mean, this Hakeem Hicks has been playing well. Eddie Goldman continuing his terrific play. This is a really, really fun defense to watch.
And this segment's brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply. Remember to be listening for the special Terry Bores sound effect, and you could win a pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff show featuring Terry as we kick off his Score of a Lifetime book signing tour at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage November 15th. When you hear that cue to call, you're going to have to be caller 6 to the contest line. It could occur anytime between now and 6 o'clock. So I've got this baseball statistic that will take you a bit down World Series memory lane, looking at what happened last night and this morning, technically, as it went into the wee hours with some absolute craziness. It's Bears Monday, and I don't think we've taken a call yet either, so feel free. 312-644-6767. We're here for you on The Score.
Bears fans, it's football season, so count on us to deliver massive quantities of Bears talk. Guaranteed. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. Jim McElwain is out of Florida. The guy who rode into this season naked on a shark, allegedly, who had a 16-3 record in SEC conference play when the calendar turned October, did not even finish the month. And after getting stomped by Georgia in the cocktail party on Saturday, 42-7, he's out of a job just 24 hours later. I mean, you could say there was blood in the water, but there was no way McElwain was going to get control of that gig once again. Not when he was hired to fix an offense, and in year three, that offense was still ranked 113th best in the nation. Life moves pretty fast in the SEC. And while everybody sat around waiting for Butch Jones to meet the Reaper, McElwain's the first guy to go. I'm Jim Rome.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/open house.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
I could not have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
I mean, a couple.
Dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats. Now through October 31st, Mars and Hershey large candy bags are buy one, get one 50% off.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
No, oh, I couldn't have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
It was a couple that
I had.
Okay,
I had a dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything gotta be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Kimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We talk a lot about different coaches and who's got to go and who should stay and all that stuff. Ed Donatell is the secondary coach and works great with Vic Fangio. That guy is doing a hell of a job. That secondary is young and getting more confident.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
He went to Jared.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Stop it! Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, 4 times now? 3 or 4? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted
three absolutely blatant.
This one where he ran off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
RLDavid.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Two on, two out. 10 Bennett. That's in the air to left. Here comes Fisher. Throw by Ethier. Astros win it. In 10.
That was the thing. It was I didn't last. There was no way I'm going to last. I must not love baseball as much as some people love baseball, and that's fine because I love sleep and health.
Yes,
but
those things are fun.
They are.
Sleep and health.
Yeah, they're and not taken for granted. Believe me.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Jeff and Roscoe Village who sent this along. We know about win probability added as a calculated stat for any outcome, anything that happens in a game, every pitch.
For the new people.
There is a way of calculating how it makes a team more or less likely to win. Well, there's a secondary stat that's been created for these purposes called Championship Leverage Index, meaning it's not just win probability added for a given game, because not all games matter equally depending on who's leading the series, if you're down 3-2, if it's an elimination game, etc. So overlaying win probability added, they've taken it up another level by creating Championship Leverage Index. The most significant home run ever hit to affect winning a championship was Joe Carter's three-run home run that scored
really?
Henderson and Molitor to win the 1993 World Series. Because when you think about it, it won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So by a mile, that was the most significant per championship leverage index. That's the biggest World Series home run ever hit. Number two was Rajai Davis last year.
Oh, wow.
It's a big drop-off.
The moment when Cubs fans thought that the whole thing was happening again.
Because, again, it's bottom eight. It's right. Game seven. There are two outs.
Right.
And that two-run home run is second. I mean, Carter's is a championship leverage index. I don't know what the actual numbers mean, but it's at 569.8, and Rajai Davis is at 316.5. Alfonso Soriano, 2001 World Series Game 7, had a solo home run that is third. And I know the White Sox fans are screaming and rattling their cages.
And
outfielder Scott Podsednik.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm waiting for it.
That is not on the list.
Well, screw this list.
Too early in the series.
Yeah, it was
probably.
A game two. So.
Correct. Wow. You get more points for it to be later in the series.
Where's Mazurowski?
Well, Paul Konerko, his grand slam, is fourth.
I said Konerko, yeah.
All yeah, right. It's...
Right. That's right. Konerko, not Pasega. Konerko's fourth. Yeah. Right. You have Josh Hamilton with a two-run home run.
Josh Hamilton.
Hamilton, yes. That's number five.
Okay.
A Bobby Bonilla solo homer is six.
Ah, Bobby Bo, he's still getting paid for that one, too.
You better believe. Tino Martinez's grand slam in game one of 1998 in the bottom of the seventh inning ranks seventh.
Wait a minute. You just told me that the Podsednik thing was too early in the series.
Well, it was a solo homer, I guess, right? It wasn't a grand slam. I
mean, but it was a game winner.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I'm telling you, it's not
is the
here.
National media and science against the White Sox World Series?
And did this have a year it started on?
This is the
year Tino Martinez hit his. Apparently.
This was measured since 1991.
Wow.
It's been measured since 1991.
All right, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay, so but as we look at this list, now you're wondering.
Okay.
Number eight was Bellinger's three-run homer in the top of the fifth. That's number eight. Okay?
I'm about to be get off my lawn baseball guy.
Look, number 17 was Gurriel's three-run homer. Number 18 was Altuve's three-run homer. Number 19 was George Springer's solo homer.
So all the great moments ever happened
and
in that game.
And number 23...
Leverage just started.
And number apparently. 23 on this list was Marwin Gonzalez, the solo home run, in the top of the ninth.
What child put this list together?
I'm just telling. Look,
some 16-year-old that just started watching baseball this year, throwing some old stuff just to stay balanced.
Five of the top 25 most important home runs in modern World Series history were hit last night.
Dude.
That's crazy town.
Yes. Well, the game was crazy town.
And it is.
The game was ridiculous.
And where we are in the series magnified everything. I mean, that is really. And that, man, I had forgotten about this. How about number 24, Lonnie Smith?
Oh!
With a grand slam in the 1992 World Series. In the top of the fifth, a Lonnie Smith grand slam.
Is that Braves Twins?
Off of Jack Morris.
Yeah.
Yep. And it scored Sanders, Pendleton, and Justice.
Oh!
How about that?
Reggie Sanders, right?
I think so. He was on every team.
Then he went to Cincinnati after that.
Well, like every game, he went to a different team.
No, he didn't go.
I think that would have been Dion.
Yeah. Was it Dion?
Yeah.
Reggie was probably a Red then.
That's what I was thinking. Right? Reggie Sanders. He had to be.
Now it was 90. Reds were 90.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So would you say six? Six moments in the top 20 happened last night?
One, two, three, four, five. Five of the top 25.
How drunk can a game get before you don't take it seriously? And by that I mean like, all right, whatever happens in this game, screw you, game. I'm here for it, but you made me stop caring. But like last night, it was like, oh, wow. And then it was like,
you know what
oh,
it
wow.
is? It's a cor-
and then it was like, screw you, but oh, wow.
Here's what it is. It's a corollary of fun bad, where it's almost like good or dumb good. It needs its own term. Like you get, sometimes you get
to, like this can't be happening. And I've said that too many times.
Right.
So the game starts to get like, all right, now come on.
Right.
Chris,
settle down, game.
Get up. Don't put a carrot there. We'll dry you out and we'll put you in an Uber. Like we all know when games get to the point where they're like, hey, where's the after hour spot?
Right.
Like that was last night.
It doesn't count as fun bad, but it's like,
because it wasn't a bad.
Dumb good.
Pitching, how do you see?
What about the pitcher?
This is what I wonder, because we can't in the same series go, oh my God, look at that 2-hour crisp game between these aces going at it. Give me that more and more. And then 5 nights later, be like, oh my God, I'm covered in bodily fluids and alcohol.
I'm covered in bees.
And because of all the enjoyment I had in a game that was ridiculous from start to finish.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves roster features a dozen players with a total of nearly 1,000 games of NHL experience, and they all play with something to prove. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. You won't be seeing Bears linebacker Jarrell Freeman on the field anytime soon, if ever again. Freeman today was suspended by the NFL for the second time for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy, and he did admit in a statement that he's been suffering from many things, including memory loss, and that his career could be over. Meanwhile, Zach Miller continues to recover in a New Orleans hospital following vascular surgery to repair a torn artery to go along with a dislocated kneecap. Baseball news, the Washington Nationals made it official today. They named former Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez their new manager. In hockey, the Blackhawks next game Wednesday hosting Philadelphia over at the UC. Pro basketball, the Bulls next game Wednesday down in Miami. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Amazon is hiring part-time associates in Crest Hill. Apply today at amazon.com/JoliaJobs. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer. And time now for the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. A down day on Wall Street. The Dow down 85 points. The NASDAQ down 2. The S&P 500 down 8 points. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car-free, you're carefree.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. Mention we can take phone calls because it is Bears Monday, after all. 312-644-6767. And we will start appropriately with a Bob.
All right.
In Cedar Lake on the score.
Start your engines. Bob, what up?
Hi, Case. Hey, fellas. Cedar Lake Bob here.
Hey, Bob.
I got a question, boys. There was a call at the end of that, or there was a play at the end of that game that I thought that Fox had to throw that flag because it looked like the possession was with the Bears. You recall the play I'm talking about?
No. Which one? Give me some more specifics.
Oh, man. Fox even commented on his postgame on his interview this morning why he didn't challenge that play. It was a fumble. It was recovered by us. I had a strong opinion at the time, but I don't
know. Oh, the play where Eddie Jackson scooped the ball up because, oh, you're talking about when Leonard Floyd, they were contesting that it was an empty hand play by Drew Brees.
Right.
And Eddie Jackson obviously recovered the ball and started running the other way with it, so there was definite possession by the defense.
Right.
Okay, yeah. They looked. He threw the flag on that
one.
Yeah,
I thought he did.
Yeah,
right?
They lost it because his arm was coming forward and he was trying to say that it was the empty hand rule, I believe it is.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, they threw the flag on that. If that's the one you're referring to, they threw the flag on that one. That defense was all over the place yesterday. They were taking the ball away from people, which is what you need to do because, you know, teams are going to drive up and down the field on you. Guys are going to get tired. Take the damn ball away from them. So he threw the flag. If that's the one you're speaking of.
In Pilsen, this is Art on the Score. Hello, Art.
There's a lot of Art in Pilsen. What up, Art?
What up, fellas? Hey, that list you guys were talking about. How about Jeff Bloom over Konerko?
No. No. Because
is this Olin Krutz?
No, Konerko's was a grand slam, first of all.
Right, game two.
Yeah.
Bloom came in game three.
Right, but that's not the in win probability.
He's putting more weight on the games the same way I was as far as the later in the series.
Right, but
the win probability is different.
Yeah, that's why Pacific's homer isn't there because the game was tied.
Right, how crazy the game shifts.
Right,
it was one pitch.
Dan, have a blessed day, Dan.
All right, Art,
I think that was Olin Krutz.
It does. Didn't it sound like Olin?
It really did.
That was Olin. Please tell me that was Olin.
Sounded like Olin.
Well, why would Olin have that much Sox knowledge, though? I don't think Olin's a Sox fan, particularly, right?
Secret White Sox meatball.
That sounded like Olin. We got to run that back at some
number,
point.
And again, this isn't anybody's opinion here. It is using numbers. Win probability added and adding up what's called a championship leverage index to understand what is considered a crucial moment that flips a game or decides the actual winner of the championship.
Most ridiculous game you ever attended or covered? I already know because I've had this conversation. I already know.
Most ridiculous.
For me, I know what it is. Either attended as a fan or covered in this business.
Most ridiculous.
Where it was like, come on.
Baseball dude. Game.
Not baseball, just anything. Anything. Basketball, baseball, football. Widen that net for you a little bit. For me, Northwestern Michigan. I believe it was 53-52 where David Terrell, Anthony Thomas, and might have been Drew Henson as the quarterback went up and down the field, and Northwestern answered them every single time. And David Terrell was on the sideline because we were close to the Michigan bench, on the sideline saying, we got to go score another one. He kept saying that, and he kept scoring touchdowns. Like, every time Northwestern would score, I believe it was Damian Anderson was the running back at the time.
He had
Northwestern.
The drop, right?
Yes. Yes, he did.
And then A-Train fumbled.
Yes.
Zach Kustak ran it in.
Look, it was one of the greatest games I have ever been at, one of the greatest games I've ever watched. And
it's before like 56-52 or whatever it was like it's not to say it's
before
normal.
It was in vogue.
But it's before it's like become normal.
Yeah, dude, that game was ridiculous. And David Terrell sold me that night. I was like, you know what? Whoever gets David Terrell is gonna get themselves a competitor, and a guy's gonna go up and get the football and fight for every inch along the way.
I would have to look this up, but I went to a Duke NC State game. I have to look up what year this was. It was the Steve Spurrier Duke football team.
Oh, football
against NC State. I would have to look it up, but it was absolutely bonkers. I want to say it ended in a tie. But it was the only game I ever went to at NC State because I went with my friend, and there were a couple of NC State girls that got tickets for us and the whole thing. And it was just like no defense, not even pretending to play defense. And it was just score after score after score, and then 2-point conversions. I'd have to go look it up, but it was
crazy game
at Carter Finley Stadium.
So now I need to know the date. I need to know what happened in this game.
I got one, so we could find that one. I got one. I was at Francisco Liriano's no hitter against the White Sox, where he walked like six guys. It was
you can't even count.
It was 1-0. I think they have it ranked as like one of the worst all time game scores for a no hitter.
Did AJ Burnett have have the 7 or 8 walk one? Was it AJ Brown?
No, Edward Jackson had one.
Joe Cowley, the other, the pitcher.
That
Joe,
was
not,
just below.
Not our guy, Joe Cowley, yeah, but
that was
yeah,
just below Liriano's, I think, on
by
the list.
By the way, I got some troubling news from the Bulls game the other day against the Thunder. Not just the actual game happened.
You know what, by the way, sorry, real quick, no, on this Liriano thing, I can't make this up. It's actually
the worst?
83.
83rd worst game score for a no-hitter.
83 Nation.
And there's Joe Colley at 84.
Here it is, 88 in Raleigh, North Carolina, November 12th, 1988, a 43-43 tie. Duke and NC State.
Where you and your boy and two other women watched. Those were the only four people that cared about that game.
No, it was crazy.
My ass. There's never been a game that was crazy involving Duke and North Carolina State football. It was. Now, I'm not saying that the game wasn't crazy, but the atmosphere. Who the hell was showing up for NC State Wolfpack football in the 80s?
It was packed.
You were high. You had your Capitol Hill bong out then.
The game was probable.
The game was not packed.
It was. It was crazy.
Why was a Duke NC State Wolfpack game
because
packed?
Duke was good. Duke was 7-3 that year, 7-3-1 that year, as it turned out. They were good. It was the Spurrier teams. They were exciting. They scored ridiculous numbers of points. You asked.
I'm not believing you on that. Fine. I'm not believing that it was a packed game, a packed house.
It's Bears Monday, and in just a little bit, we're going to get some more information on what Zach Miller might be facing here. Maybe Jarrell Freeman also. We're going to talk with Dr. Brandon Bowers and get somebody with an actual medical degree to help us out. You got the score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Feel bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERL.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
I could not have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
I mean, a couple.
Dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats. Now through October 31st, Mars and Hershey large candy bags are buy one, get one 50% off.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
No, I couldn't have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
It was a couple that I had.
Okay, I had a dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with Performance Starter Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 10-22-17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you.
our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I don't want to go down that path. I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Well, let's talk to a doctor then. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. This is a Bears Monday, but it's got a different vibe to it. Not only because Jarrell Freeman has been suspended for 10 games due to using a performance-enhancing drug that has been banned by the NFL, but Zach Miller and the fight that he is in or has been in. We haven't gotten any on the latest, but it's time for us to talk to a doctor to let us know what happened from the injury till this very moment, probably.
Dr. Brandon Bowers joins us now. He is on Twitter at BLBowers12, and he is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Dr. Bowers, hello.
How's it going, fellas? Unfortunate topic we're chatting about today, but I appreciate you guys having me on, and I'm ready to dive in.
Yeah, football is a tough game. It leaves bodies mangled. When he caught that ball and that leg comes down, and it's because it's a touchdown that we have to see it over and over again, immediately I cringed. What happened to the body in that instance there? Talk to me about torque and all the other things that combined to put that pressure on that knee joint.
So what happened when he came down with that touchdown pass that was eventually reversed is he kind of hit back on that heel, and you can kind of see his left knee go into kind of that hyperextended position. Obviously a position the knee shouldn't be going into, and when that happens to the knee, it kind of stresses the ligaments and the cartilage that's in there, and then his case, it was actually enough torque and enough force that it ended up dislocating that knee joint. So pretty severe injury here for Zach Miller.
When that happens, is a doctor trained, if they see, okay, that's a likely posterior dislocation, is there immediately that concern about the artery, no matter what? Say, look, get this guy to someplace where we can see if there is that internal bleeding, because immediately it's on your checklist?
Yeah, that's really one of the big things that comes up on the checklist, like right after the injury, and it's something that needs to be checked out right away because the implications here going forward are very severe. So if this wasn't checked out and diagnosed immediately, he risks long-term damage. It's a good thing they got it repaired, but he could risk potential amputation. So definitely one of those boxes you're checking off as one of the big severe things that you need to clear out early on to make sure you don't lead to any severe injury.
And right now, when you're still in the waiting game immediately post-surgery, after they do the vascular graft, and obviously they can look at the color and pulse and temperature just to assess blood flow.
Yeah, they spoke of warmth.
Warmth, right. And so what now? When do you know everything's probably going to be okay? This is when, I mean, imagine there's still worry, because, I mean, anything can happen with one of these surgeries. Anything can happen with a graft, even though it's still a graft coming from his body, so it's not like he can reject it. But what are the concerns before you know that lower leg is safe?
So really the big thing is you got to just allow time for adequate healing. And so you got to allow time, like you said, keeping an eye on the pulse, the temperature, the color of his leg to make sure he's getting adequate blood flow and circulation. Those arteries are supplying muscles in his upper and lower legs. You want to make sure that the muscular function at those different areas is functioning the way that it needs to. And then obviously he had the vascular graft here. And then the next step in the procedure is going to get all the ligaments that have been torn repaired. So just making sure he has adequate function and good blood supply before they're moving on to the next steps.
When I tore up my ankle, my doctor told me this is a common injury for people who play pickup basketball. When you see that kind of injury, does that happen in any other instance besides football? Like, is that a common injury where you're like, oh yeah, this happens usually in motorcycle accidents or something like that?
Typically, you see it with more severe type trauma. I mean, in Zach Miller's case, he just kind of came down funny. Typically, when you see those dislocations, sometimes you see them in like a car accident where kind of the dash hits into the knees and causes that knee to dislocate in that posterior direction, but it's not all that common. Similar to Gordon Hayward a couple weeks ago for the Boston Celtics, just kind of a freak type accident and really unfortunate for Zach Miller.
What's the rehab process like? I mean, we're talking about him keeping his legs. Let's say that goes okay and he starts to get the feeling back. What's that process like? Not to even play football, but to get functional use of it, full functional use.
You know, it's going to be pretty grueling just from the standpoint that his knee injury is multi-ligamentous and it's going to involve kind of injuries to multiple ligaments in that knee. And anytime you're dealing with a single ligament injury versus one that involves multiple, it's going to kind of extend the rehab process. So I was talking to somebody earlier today. Right now, this is more of a rehab for life and kind of get back to his daily life type stuff with football kind of on the back burner for now. He just really needs to try and rehab that thing, get that thing going to make sure he can really maintain his quality of life.
Doctor, let me ask you something, too, about the role of affiliated team physicians. And I have dear friends who have been involved with various sports teams over the years. But football is different, and we know it's different, and everybody now is the stigma is off of understanding just how brutal football is. What is the ethical minefield that it has to be negotiated or navigated now by a doctor who has sworn to do no harm? Is it okay to try to get somebody better just so they can go out and do damage to themselves or somebody else? You know, this is sort of like, this is asked all the time. It's written about, you know, Hemingway wrote about it when doctors working in the theater of war, of, you know, patching up soldiers so they can go out and kill. I mean, it's obviously not on that level, but are we getting closer to a medical ethical dilemma when it comes to being involved in football?
You know, it's really tough when it comes to football, because like you said, it really is becoming kind of an ethical dilemma. And really, what they have to keep in mind is kind of the livelihood and the ability of these players to kind of go out and function at a safe level. Oftentimes in football, we'll see guys just get taped back up and get sent back out there just so they can contribute to the team. But at the end of the day, you really got to keep the livelihood and the player in mind as well. And like you said, it really can turn into this ethical dilemma, so it'll be interesting to kind of see how this progresses as the years go by.
Yeah, I wonder, especially with some of these larger groups of doctors affiliated with major hospitals and famous orthopedic groups, you know, at some point you have to wonder, is it worth it? Is the branding worth it?
Hospitals putting their names on training camps.
Yeah, I mean, I know there is a lot of cachet to it, to being a team doctor, but maybe there's some different kind of freedom to get away from it and not be affiliated.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, everybody's going to kind of view it from a different perspective, and for each physician, it's just going to kind of be a look at what's valuable to them, and from a branding standpoint, kind of what they're looking to get out of it. And really, I mean, at the end of the day, it really just, like you said, comes down to that ethical dilemma, and just kind of seeing kind of how things will go from there, and kind of how they want to approach it.
Have you ever had to advise a player, of even a recreational level player, have the conversation with somebody and say, "Look, stop doing this." You know, whether it's just somebody playing basketball into their 50s or... usually it's a family member that tells you. Yeah, looks at, I know we talked about a colleague, Barry Rosner, who played hockey forever until his wife said, stop doing this. Have you ever had to tell somebody, look, your body doesn't need this anymore?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a tough conversation to have when you do have to have it. I mean, I see high school and collegiate athletes all the time, and even when they are able to get back to playing the sport that they love, just a tough conversation because they want to be out there, they want to contribute to their team, they want to be able to be out there and do what they love. So to be kind of the bearer of bad news, so to speak, to tell them, hey, you need to shut it down for a while, or hey, like, I don't know if this is the best for you, it's definitely a tough conversation. But ultimately, we're there with them kind of throughout every step of the way and really to help them through the rehab process, both physically and psychologically.
Well, I can say that when I tore up my knee and had the full reconstruction and the two torn menisci, it was your company, it was Athletico and Mike McCormick and the folks there that over a grueling prehab and rehab process that took nearly a year to get me back to the point where it's not something I think about. So, my outcome with Athletico really could not have been better considering the severity of the injury.
Well, I'm glad that you had such great experience with our company. We're always available, definitely in the Chicago market, to help anybody who has any sort of injury. Definitely kind of our area of expertise, and we love getting people back to doing the things they love.
Well, Dr. Brandon, can you put together some spare parts to the side? I feel like I got a year left in me of pickup basketball before my son and my fiance tell me that there's no longer needed or an injury. So just put some Mr. Potato Head pieces to the side for me. You know, maybe a ligament or two, something like that. Maybe a new hip or something like that. I'll be there to see you soon.
All right, we'll keep that on lockdown for you, Jason, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
And let me, you know what, real quick, in all seriousness, with what we know now with being able to genetically engineer spare parts from our own DNA and 3D printing, are we going to be able to pop in some new menisci and new ligaments at some point soon?
I think it's somewhere down the line. Now, how soon that happens is to be determined, but I wouldn't be surprised over the course of our lifetime and kind of the rest of my medical career that we see something similar to that kind of pop up and end up being successful. I mean, modern medicine's pretty amazing, so we'll just kind of see where the path takes us.
All right, Dr. Brandon Bowers, we appreciate your time and the info. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks. He was brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Not knowing the difference between a cold and the flu can be frightening, but with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer this Halloween season, you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms.
I want to talk to you about some of the quarterbacks that were on display yesterday, including the one that plays in this city, because he threw the ball 32 times. What did we learn from him? What did we take from it? And we got some time for some open phones as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 67011 if you want to text us. It's still a Bears Monday right here on Bernstein and Golf, 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Most money possible.
And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. It's not every day that a home sells for more than the list price, but that's exactly what Rachel experienced when she hired Amy Kite. Amy listed the home for $125,000. Then engaged her powerful marketing, which created so much demand with 20 showings and 4 offers in just 6 days, it sold for $4,000 over the asking price. Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline. If the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. Or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. What are you doing? Get right over to Amy right now or call her. She's the realtor I would trust. She's the realtor you should trust. That's Amy Kite. 847-877-9881 is the phone number. 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
I could not have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
I mean, a couple.
Dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats. Now through October 31st, Mars and Hershey large candy bags are buy one, get one 50% off.
Honey, where's the Halloween candy we got at Walgreens?
It's not on the top shelf.
Just this empty bag.
You ate it! I only had one or two.
No, I couldn't have had more than a handful.
Maybe I just had a few to tide me over now and then.
It was a couple that I had.
Okay, I had a dozen. I'll go back to Walgreens and get more.
I will come with you.
Swing by Walgreens to pick up more Halloween tricks and treats.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I could do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
He's unbelievable.
So
I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
A world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health. Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
I